This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe, can we go back to this, seriously, to this Floyd Mayweather thing? Like, I was actually watching this show tonight that's been on, whatever, Fox. And they were saying that, you know, I think they were joking, but, you know, there is a story. I could make $1 billion in a UFC fight deal. He said, they just called me not too long ago and asked me to come back. I can come back right now. If I wanted to, I could come right back to the UFC. I can go fight in the Octagon. I can go do a 3 or 4 fight deal in the Octagon and make $1 billion. Remember, I'm Floyd Money Mayweather. And then last week he stated he carried McGregor in their bout and made it look good, added that he is the greatest athlete of all time. There is only one greatest of all time, and it's me. I better not hear nobody talk about this guy, the GOAT over here, this guy, the GOAT over there. At the end of the day, I'm the best athlete ever. You heard me. Ain't nobody do it better than me. I done it in the best style. I done it flashy. I done it flamboyant. I done it my way. I kept 100% of the money, and I'm my own boss.
I'll tell you right now, this guy is not done. He's fighting something. I don't know what it's going to be, whether it's boxing, whether it's... I don't think he's going to go in the MMA. I think he knows he'll get embarrassed if he did that. But the fact that all of a sudden, after not hearing from this guy for months, after he said he was going away... Going away after the McGregor fight, 50, you know... Got it all, undefeated, blah, 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 got all the money. And now all of a sudden in the last couple of weeks, all these stories start popping up. I carried Conor in the fight. Now tonight with the MMA, the $1 billion, I could do 4 or 5 fights and I'd go in the Octagon. Why is all this stuff starting to happen in a row? Because this guy, he's looking for more. He's not done. He is not done. I don't know what it's going to be. But he's going to find a way to scam everybody out of another $100 and fight McGregor or something like that again. It's going
to
happen.
So you think he's going to fight another fight for somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 to $400 million?
No question. With all this, he keeps popping up now the last couple weeks. He didn't go away.
Who would he fight?
He's going to fight McGregor again.
He's going to fight him again.
I bet you he will.
But not in the Octagon.
I didn't think it until the last couple weeks when all of a sudden he started showing up out of nowhere again.
Do you think that Conor McGregor is laying low and BSing everyone and playing a game because that's all he wants is a fight with him again?
I think that he wants –
because he fights Diaz twice. He'd want to fight McGregor again, would want to fight Mayweather and beat him.
I said this in August. He got a taste for how much money he can make boxing for 36 minutes or whatever it is in a fight. He got a taste of that. Why am I going to go and keep doing all these UFC fights and doing? He wants to box again and get another huge payday.
He realizes that the money's in boxing.
Exactly.
It's not in the UFC.
He will
and
have
the UFC,
another boxing match.
Listen, he made good money in the UFC. There's no denying it. But there's
$100 million.
Yeah, there's no money like that in the UFC. The UFC and Dana White can brag all they want.
For one night, $100 million.
Yeah. One night. How about 36 minutes?
That's it.
36
he didn't go
minutes.
That long.
All he
about
had to
30.
Do, he had to do 4 press conferences, which was hilarious. That was such a – what a joke that was. And then he had to show up fight week and put on an act and then go in the ring and then throw a few rounds of punches and then get his ass beat. And then he got the money.
And what's he had to do for the
now
last –
now he's rich as Pharrell.
What's he had to do for the last 4 months since? Nothing.
Nothing, just party.
He's caught on to the game. He knows what the deal is, and he's gonna box again.
Do you think he's going to get, like, so the Tony Ferguson talk in the UFC is not a turn-on to him? He's not going to do it?
I don't think it is. I mean, I don't know what...
You don't think he wants to fight in the UFC again? It's just not enough money.
Right. I think he got the taste of the big money. Now, I don't know what his deal is with the UFC and Dana White. Is he contractually obligated?
No.
He's got to get back in the ring
and
defend his title?
Allegedly, but he's already gone over the terms of the contract. In other words, he was already supposed to fight within a certain time frame, but they blew it off because of the Mayweather fight. They let it slide.
So then early in 2018, go beat this guy's ass and then set up another August-September fight with Mayweather.
Right.
That's what he'll do.
So go beat Ferguson.
Right,
and then
shut him up. You know, stop talking to me.
Get
I'll
that belt.
Your ass. And then he'll set up another fight with Floyd in August or September.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.